You may be seated so we can start the processional.
Father, we do thank you for this occasion that brings us here together. We thank you for these young people who have worked hard and studied and worked. And Lord, we pray that you'd make this a special night for them. We pray, Lord, that you'd help them as they move into, prepare to move into the next phase of their life, Lord. And I pray that you give them great success and, Lord, mighty power through your Holy Spirit as they serve you. Lord, I pray that you'd bless the service tonight. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated, and the Marksman Quartet are coming to sing for us.
All want their lives to count for something, to leave their mark when life is through. But vain pursuits will count for nothing. Time will erase whatever we do.
I want my life to count for Jesus, for earthly things will quickly fade.
Inside my heart, there burned a question. What was I placed on earth here for? It truly was to serve the Savior. My King, Redeemer, and my Lord.
I want my life to count for Jesus. Eternal gain. only seek eternal gain.
No need to add to worldly riches.
I only seek eternal gain.
It's our honor and blessing to have tonight to speak the charge, to preach the charge to these graduates, Dr. Joe Arthur. And you should have been here this morning. Hopefully that was just a prelude, amen?
Amen.
Amen. But what a blessing it is. We are a preaching college. We are a soul-winning college. We are a working college, and I believe that he will exemplify all that we stand for as he comes and preaches for us tonight.
All right. Thank you, my dear brother. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 5. What a blessing it is to be here tonight. I enjoyed being with you this morning, enjoyed the good music, and enjoyed preaching to you. And then I enjoyed getting a tour of all the properties and all the things. I think I'm going to move down there, moving that tower over there. I like that. And it's just a blessing to see what God has done, what God is doing, and what God will do. And I appreciate the kind, warm invitation to be here. I've preached several of these through the years, and I'm going to have more fun at this one than ever, because I don't have to wear that dress, and I thank God for that. Amen. The Lord is good. The book of Ephesians is one of my favorite books of the Bible. The book of Ephesians can be divided into two parts. The first part of the book of Ephesians is how God takes bad men and makes them good. And then the last half is how God takes those good men and makes them better. The first half deals with salvation. The last half deals with sanctification. That first half is our doctrine, what we believe. But the last half is the practical Christian life on how we behave. And I believe a lot of people that go to church don't behave right because they don't believe right. They've got the two backwards. They're trying to work to be saved instead of working because they are saved. And I'm glad in the first part of this book, by grace are we saved through faith. How we'll quicken by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and raised together to sit together in heavenly places through Christ Jesus. And because of that, we're to walk worthy of the Lord. And because of that, we are to engage ourselves in spiritual warfare. And in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, as he deals with how we are to live after we have been saved, he says in chapter 5, in verse number 17, "Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." And I believe tonight it is impossible for you and I to live this sanctified, worthy life after we have been saved without having an understanding of the will of God for our life. And I believe when the Lord, through the Apostle Paul, deals with this great subject, the will of God, I believe it's the most important thing in the life of a Christian outside of their salvation. I believe tonight there's blessedness in the will of God. I believe there's prosperity in the will of God. I believe there's the anointing in the will of God. And the most important thing in the life of any Christian is doing the will of God from the heart. In fact, our Lord Jesus is the example in everything. And even Christ in the garden prayed, not my will, but thy will be done. And I believe it is possible for every child of God to live in the center of the will of God for your life. Now, when it comes to the subject of the will of God, I believe there are three types of God's will in the Bible. First of all, I believe there is what I call the positional will of God. I mean by that, there are some things that it's God's will for everybody. In other words, I believe there are some things that you don't have to pray about. It's the will of God for everyone. In fact, I'm not a Calvinist. I believe God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. I believe it's the will of God that we pray. I believe it's the will of God that we hook up with the local church. I believe it's the will of God that we live separated. I believe it's the will of God that we tithe, that we serve Him. And I believe there are some things that's the will of God for everybody. It's the positional will of God. But then I do believe tonight there is what I call the personal will of God. There are some things that's God's will for you and I on a personal basis. I believe it's the will of God that some people be a pastor. Some people be an evangelist. Some people be a missionary. I do believe that God has a personal will for every child of God. There is something unique. There is something personal. There is something special that God wants you to do. And so I believe in the positional will of God. I believe in the personal will of God. And then, of course, Romans 12 talks about the perfect, complete will of God. And you say, well, what do you think the perfect will of God is? I believe it's a blending of those first two. When you are doing what you know every Christian ought to do, and then when you're doing personally what you know God wants you to do, I believe you can say that you're doing the perfect will of God for our lives. And I'm glad tonight it is possible for every child of God to live their life in the center of the direct, perfect will of God for their life. And if I could encourage this class in this area, do the will of God. Live your life in the center of God's perfect will. Let me say some things tonight quickly about the will of God in the life of a Christian. First of all, tonight I want to talk about finding the will of God. I believe the will of God can be found in everyone's life. You say, well, Brother Joe, how do you find the will of God? I believe you find the will of God through prayer. I believe you find the will of God through reading His Word. I believe you find the will of God in following the leadership of the Holy Spirit in your life. I don't believe God is going to withhold you and I from what He wants us to do. If I'm going to give an account to God for doing or not doing His will, I don't believe God's going to withhold that information from me. And I want to encourage you tonight, find the will of God for your life. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Someone said, well, what do you think's the easiest method in finding the will of God? Ask Him. Oh, Heavenly Father, what is your will for my life? And I just believe our kind and gracious, loving Heavenly Father will be thrilled to fill you in on His plan and will for your life. So I want to encourage you tonight to find the will of God. Then number two, think about this. After you find the will of God, follow
the will of God. I mean, it's one thing to know the will of God, but it is another thing to actually do the will of God. I really believe I've met Christians that knows the will of God for their life. They know what God wants them to do, but for some reason, they won't follow through. And can I give you the words tonight of the songwriter? There's only one way to be happy in Jesus, and that is to trust and obey. It seems like in our world today, everybody's looking for some secret method to the Christian life, some great secret to live a victorious Christian life. I can give you one word tonight that will unleash the blessings of God in your life like you've never seen, and it's the word obedience. Just live a life of obedience. When you find the will of God, follow the will of God. Surrender to the will of God. Yield to the will of God. And follow in the footsteps of the Master and the Shepherd all the days of your life. And I promise you, where God guides, He will provide. You young people tonight, don't be afraid to trust the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will never forget you. He will never forsake you. He will never fail you. I have young men come to me constantly. Brother Joe, I know God wants me to pastor. I know He wants me to be a missionary. I know He wants me to serve Him with all my heart, but you know, I got bills to pay. I have obligations, and you know, life costs. It costs to make a living. And I say, I know, but God knows something you don't know. There's a fish with money in his mouth. There's a ram tied in the thicket by the horns. There's a widow woman in Zarephath that's got a pot of meal and a cake of bread. God will provide. God will not leave you hanging on the edge of destruction. He will be patient. He will be kind. And He will be faithful. So I want to encourage you tonight. Find the will of God. Follow the will of God. Number three, I would caution you tonight. Never forsake the will of God. Never forsake the will of God. Once you find God's will for your life and you begin to follow the will of God for your life, never forsake God's will. I could stand up here and tell you tonight that you'll never have any problems. You'll never have any difficulties. You'll never have a bad day. But I'll sound like one of those television preachers. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes it's rotten. Life is rotten, and people are deceptive, and people will hurt you, and circumstances will get bleak, and the storms and the valleys and the afflictions and the maladies are going to come. But there's no valley, there is no storm, there is no affliction, there is no disappointment worth turning your back on your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and forsaking the will of God. In times of trouble, do not forsake the will of God. In times of distress, do not forsake the will of God. In times of discouragement and setback and disappointment, do not forsake the will of God. The Bible said the pleasures of sin are for a season. And I understand that. But on the other side of that coin, may I add, so are the afflictions and the hardships of the righteous. It's just for a season. This too shall pass. God is still in control. God is still upon His throne. And don't forsake the will of God for money. Don't forsake the will of God for pride. Don't forsake the will of God for position. Don't forsake the will of God for peer pressure. Don't forsake the will of God for the pleasures of this world. There's nothing Satan can offer you worth forsaking the will of God. Find the will of God. Follow the will of God. Never forsake the will of God. And then number four tonight, finish the will of God. Finish the will of God for your life. We preach from the life of the Apostle Paul this morning, where at the end of his sojourn, he said, I fought a good fight and I finished my course and I kept the faith. I want to finish well. I want to finish well. Finish the will of God for your life. Because the greatest words any of us can hear at the end of our sojourn, when we stand before the one who bled and died and saved us from our sins, to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few, and now I will make you rulers over many. And I'm glad that the men that went before me and the ladies that went before me and the Christians that went before me that impacted my life for Christ were Christians that finished the will of God for their life, and they finished well. I want to encourage you tonight to find the will of God, follow the will of God, never forsake the will of God, and finish God's will for your life. Be faithful till the trumpet sounds. Be faithful till the Lord calls you home. And the legacy we all want to leave behind tonight, that we loved God and we served him and we gave him the years of our life for his glory and for his honor and his praise. And young people, there's nothing like finding and following and finishing the will of God. If you want to see the spiritual or moral temperature of America, read bumper stickers. Some people plaster their ignorance on the bumper of their cars. Number one, if I have something that costs $35,000, I'm not going to put a bumper sticker on it. But I was reading bumper stickers. I was traveling down the road. I was getting sleepy, getting a little bored. So I began to read bumper stickers. I got an education. I didn't know some people were so proud of their ignorance. I had no idea. But I read one bumper sticker and it said this: he who has the most toys when you die wins. Oh, no. No, no. And no, no, no. He who has the most toys when you die. No, no, no. He who knows Jesus Christ and has served him and given their life for the cause of Christ, they win. They win. I heard of an evangelist that was preaching out in the oil fields of Oklahoma. And one night he was invited to this house to eat with this very, very wealthy oil man. And after the meal, they went outside and he said to the preacher, sir, as far as you can see that way, I own it all. And as far as you can see that way, I own it all. And as far as you can see that way, and as far as you can see that way, I own it all. And the evangelist said, ma'am, that is awesome. But can I ask you a question? He said, sure. He said, how much do you own that way? And ladies and gentlemen, what we own this way and this way and that way not matters, but what we have invested in that way will matter when we come to the end of the journey. So I want to encourage you tonight, young people, find the will of God, follow the will of God, never forsake the will of God, and finish the will of God. May you hear your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ say to you one day, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for this place. We want to thank you for every investment that's been made for the cause of Christ. Lord, I pray for every one of these young people tonight that you will bless them and anoint them and use them, and may they invest in the generation coming behind them. Lord, our nation tonight needs light. It needs salt. It needs a voice. And so I pray that these young people tonight will go forth in this place, and when multitudes to thee, we commit them into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, sir.
What a blessing. The will of God's not hard to find. Just wanting to do it after you find out what it is. This time we'd like to give out some of our non-academic awards. Before I give out the first award, let me say a few words. This year in the college, through our sow-winning program on Wednesday afternoon, we had in the fall semester 97 people led to Christ by our college students. Spring semester we had 52. And then our soul-winning marathon in March, we had 202 people saved during that time. At the rescue mission, there were 61 people saved. At the nursing home, there were another two people saved. That's 414 people saved that we know of. Amen. That we've taken records of. All right. That's what we want to continue going on. Amen. Not just here, but wherever you go. Amen. And that's what this is all about. So, these awards are given to various people around our ministry, some of our college students, to recognize the impact they've had on the life of our college and those around them. So the first award will be given will be in recognition of the giving of oneself to make a difference in the lives of our students. The Shirley Fake Award is presented to Brother David Strickland. Brother Strickland. Brother Strickland started the college this last semester and had some health problems and couldn't continue, but he stayed involved. He shows up for chapel. When there's some way he can be a blessing, he does it. If there's a pizza needs to be bought, he'll buy pizza. Amen? Yeah. All the college students said amen. What a blessing he's been to us. And we just want you to know, brother, we love you. And we appreciate you. Thank you. Following award is in recognition of demonstrating a positive attitude and concern for others. The Dr. Dale Fake Excellent Spirit Award is presented to Isaac Lefevre. Amen. Isaac has always got a willing attitude. Amen. He grew up on the mission field just right next door to where I was at in Bulgaria. But he's always willing. He's always got a good spirit about it. He may not always know how to do it, but he's going to try anyway. Amen. Amen. So we really appreciate him. Thank you, Brother. Our next award is in recognition of an exceptional faithfulness in ministry. The Brother Wally Hartwick Award is presented to Mrs. Sandy Johnson. I came to Landmark in 1988, and she was sitting at that piano playing that piano in 1988. She's continued to play the piano for us all through these years, been faithful. A great servant, always willing to help wherever she can, and we just love you and we appreciate you. Thank you, Mrs. Thank you. The next award is in recognition of exceptional compassion and making a difference in the lives of others. The Dr. Gary Herring Award is presented to Beulah Chair. Beulah's always a blessing. I mean, always smiling, always got a positive attitude. Loves our college, loves the other students, just is a blessing. Man, thank you, Beulah, for being here. God bless you. In recognition of demonstrating a love for God, the Holy Scriptures, and the local church, while standing firm for the Baptist distinctives and the fundamentals of the faith once delivered to the saints, the J.B. Buffington Award is presented to Josiah Chamberlain. I've never seen Josiah just standing around messing around, amen? He's always busy, always doing something. Even after he finished this first semester, he jumped right in full-time helping out in the radio station and other areas, and he's just been a blessing while he's been here. So thank you, Brother Josiah. All right, at this time, I'm going to ask our gentleman on the front row here to stand. It's time to present the honorary doctorates. Our first honorary doctorate will be given to Scott Garfield Burt, Doctor of Divinity. Brother Burt has been in the Ministry of Christian Schools for over 44 years, many years as a teacher, 39 years as a school principal, and just faithful, 7 years here at Landmark Baptist Church in college and school, teaches in the college also. We just appreciate him and his efforts, and in recognition of the years of service, we just want to honor him with this doctor's degree. Raul Ventura, Doctor of Divinity. Brother Ventura went to a Bible Institute over in Plant City at Victory Baptist Church. Brother Chuck Hollowell was his pastor, trained him, taught him the Bible doctrine and things, and then for 25 years ago, he went over to Mulberry, Florida, and started a church. Been faithful all these years, just to, but not just that. Out of his church, he's beginning to plant other churches, and just what we're supposed to do as Baptists. Amen. I think he exemplifies what we're all about. Thank you, brother. Amen.
It's my honor and privilege to announce our salutatorian and valedictorian for this class. And for these awards, when I call out your name, come forward to receive your medallion. In recognition of outstanding academic achievement, the year 2024 salutatorian of Landmark Baptist College is Melanie Chamberlain. In recognition of academic excellence and the highest grade point average, the year 2024 valedictorian for Landmark Baptist College is a guy I think you know, Josiah Chamberlain. Amen.
Let's get our hats on. Amen. Let's stand. All right, it's time to give out our academic awards. Our degrees. All right. Go ahead and start moving over. There you go. All right. Jacob Alexander Scavone, Associate of Arts in Biblical Studies. Leah Marie White, Associate of Arts in Biblical Studies. Josiah David Chamberlain, Bachelor of Arts in Bible, Local Church Ministries. Melanie Ann Chamberlain, Bachelor of Science in Christian Elementary Education. Ayanna Elizabeth Thurston, Bachelor of Arts in Bible Missions. Carson Chung Tung Bowie, boy. Master of Science in Bible College Administration. Beulah Nolan Chair, Master of Science in Christian School Administration. At this time, the Marksman Quartet will come and sing our song of dedication.
Christians all around the world have known whom they believe. They serve God and surrendered all, serve Him faithfully. But there were those who watered down the truth that they once preached about. How can we stand idly by? We must keep the standards high. Stand strong, stand. Present the cross to all the world. Don't bend, don't break. Stand for what is true and choose to stand. someone to stand for truth and right. One who go unto the lost and tell them of his light. Few have answered to his call, and fewer still have stayed. Christian, it is time to rise, the name of God proclaim. Stand strong, stand firm. Represent the cross to all the world.
Father, Lord, we love you tonight. We want to thank you for everything that you've done for us. Thank you for this occasion tonight. Thank you for all the hard work that has gone into this time and the hard work that these graduates have put in over the years. I would ask that you'd help them to continue to stand, continue to learn, continue to be faithful in the call that you've placed on their lives, Lord. I'd ask that you'd help them to continue to follow your will for their lives, as we've already heard tonight. We've been given a great and godly heritage here at Landmark, and everything that's gone on here through the years. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here and be a part of that. Thank you for these young people and graduates that have done what you've asked them to do. Lord, I just ask that you'd help us be faithful and follow your example of faithfulness that we see in the Word of God. Be with us as we go our separate ways. Help us to continue to stand strong, stand true to the Word of God. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you the graduating class of Landmark Baptist College of 2024.
Thank you.
Let's give our graduates a big hand. All right, they're going to stay here for just a few minutes so all our family can come and take pictures of them. They're not going to move until I tell them to leave there, or Brother Jim does over. But we want everyone to go over to the fellowship hall and talk to them, congratulate them. There's refreshments over there. There's their Bible. If you're their preacher and you somebody in their life, spiritually leader, make sure you sign their Bible. There's a Bible that we've given to each one of them. All our staff and faculty has signed it for them, and you go by and sign it as well. Let me just say this. Thank you, church. This would not be available. Thank you, Pastor Carter, for the burden in his heart. Amen. We sent too many kids off that came back believing and having less faith in the Bible than when they left here. And so with that burden and a church that got behind our preacher and supplied the funds and the people to make it happen, I thank you. Let's pray. I'm going to close in prayer, and I'm going to pray for the cupcakes just so you know it's official, okay? So let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for just all of the folks that have come to just share this day with our graduates. Lord, I pray for each one of them. As each one of them go out to do the will of God for their lives, Lord, continue to keep them faithful. Help them, Lord, with concrete faith, as it was preached this morning, to go forth and do the work of God, and help them not to waver or to fail, but to just finish their course with joy. God, I pray for all the refreshments, Lord, and the fellowship that will follow. Bless it now. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed to take pictures.